careful what you wish for, book people. Big Five publishers especially have fought in recent years to keep ebook prices out of the bargain basement, just where Amazon wanted. Welcome to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. With the return of so-called agency pricing, the battle may be won, but the war is not going quite so well. Once high-climbing ebook sales are tapering, and even in some cases, descending. As we do every Friday, we turn to Andrew Albanese, Publishers Weekly senior writer, for news and analysis on where the drag is. And welcome back, Andrew.
Hey there, Chris.
So this week we learned that we have some more quarterly numbers from publishers, and the question is, what's going on with ebooks?
Yes, indeed. That is the question. And we did get more quarterly figures this week. This week we heard from French conglomerate Lagardère, who reported decent worldwide numbers. But among those numbers, we learned that revenue at the Hachette Book Group USA has declined 12.3%. Now, that's the third straight quarter of double-digit decline for Hachette, and it comes after the company's high-profile battle with Amazon last year and after a restructuring of its sales department. And I can only imagine what CEO Michael Peach must be thinking entering his third year on the job. He must be thinking that he probably wishes he had that big office back so he could curse in privacy or maybe have a drink. But as you suggest, the number that really stands out was a sharp decline in ebook sales. And this comes after Harper also reported a 3% drop in ebook sales this month, and SNS reported flat ebook sales. At Hachette, ebooks accounted for about 28% of revenue, and that was down from 34% of revenue the previous year. So, you know, after years of explosive growth, as you mentioned, ebooks are hitting a soft patch for sure. And we've been talking about how sales have been flattening. Well, as you say, they are now pretty much declining in some places, and the question, of course, is why. And the answer is, we don't know. But in this conference call, Hachette CEO Arnaud Nouri made an interesting observation that the declines in ebook sales for Hachette sort of track with when discounting of ebooks ended. In other words, when the DOJ sanctions ended and full agency pricing returned. Now, Nouri cautioned that it was too early to tell what was really going on here, but are the higher ebook prices that publishers have fought so hard for starting to hurt them? Now, my gut tells me that the answer to that is yes. You know, the price issue always has some effect, and the price of ebooks has probably had some effect here on their declining sales. But that's just my gut. We really don't have any data to assess that at this point. And I also think at this point that ebooks have, you know, at this point in their maturation, they've lost the sort of gee whiz factor. I think they're now a format like any other format when it comes to reading. And like all other book sales, sales go up when you have big titles and they go down when you don't. And in HarperCollins' case earlier this month, it was because there was no new Divergence books. The Veronica Roth series had contributed greatly to their bottom line. And at Hachette, the revenue decline in the U.S. is due to lower ebook sales, yes, but also very difficult comparisons to the first quarter of 2014 when Hachette had big bestsellers in The Goldfinch by Donna Tartt and I Am Malala and Grain Brain. You know, still, you can read more about this and this phenomenon on the PW site and in Monday's issue, but you know, there's a lot of factors to parse here. For me, I'm definitely keeping a close eye on the ebook market, and we'll see what the rest of the year brings. But I think probably price does have a role to play in this.
Well, indeed. And, you know, very much a business-focused report this week. Andrew, bookstore sales have come in for the most recent month, March, and the sales figures from the Department of Commerce there are telling us something. And what would that be?
Yeah, well, that's a bit of good news, because after a sluggish first 2 months of 2015, March bookstore sales jumped up a healthy 5.1% over 2014, according to preliminary estimates that came out Wednesday of this week from the U.S. Census Bureau. Bookstore sales hit $686 million in March, and that's up from $653 million a year ago, and that puts us up for the year a modest 0.1%. So again, too early to say what this all means for print or for digital or for the year or for bookstores in general. But I think it's safe to say at this point, when it comes to positive numbers for bookstores, we'll take them.
Indeed. And, you know, facts don't lie, we like to say, but the numbers can't sometimes confuse you. And it's certainly not out of the realm of reason that increased competition from indies and from self-published authors are really also impacting publishers' bottom lines. And in Monday's issue, PW Select, we'll look at some self-publishing titles, as well as the upcoming You Publish You review event at Book Expo. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. We, you know, we have a great issue of PW Select coming out. It's got the usual reviews of self-published and indie titles and some really great, insightful features, as usual. I always enjoy reading PW Select and catching up on what's going on in the self-publishing world. But also, there's a special breakout section on the self-publishing events at You Publish You, complete with the schedule. And I find it fascinating reading. You know, even if you're not going to this year's BEA or to this year's You Publish You event, you know, take a look at the schedule in PW Select, because, you know, it really drives home the maturation of self-publishing. You know, I'm especially looking forward to the keynote, which kicks things off, the description of which tracks pretty well with what I'm seeing in the market. And that's the future of writing and reading is not going to be that an either or proposition, that I think authors are going to frequently migrate from indie to traditional houses and back again. And I think what's important to understand is authors really have to educate themselves if they're going to take full advantage of the promise and potential of being published by a traditional house or being published on your own, how to market, what you can do on the web these days. All of these things are very much in play. And I'll add that, you know, you might have a little more to add on this subject, Mr. Keneally, because you're actually going to be moderating that keynote session. Isn't that right?
Yes, indeed it is, Andrew. And I'm looking forward to it as well, because really the proposition that this is not a black and white situation is one that I find particularly attractive, because I hate that kind of categorical thinking. I think that the world is always a little more complicated than either or. And we've got some people who help dive into that subject and give us some insights. Joining me will be Trident Media CEO Robert Gottlieb, the author's agent, and a terrific commentator on the world, someone who's always got strong opinions. We will have IBPA, Independent Book Publishers Association Executive Director Angela Boll, who is at ground level when it comes to seeing this particular duality emerge in the book publishing world. As well, joining me for a first time at You Publish You is Kirsty Melville, who is the president and publisher at Andrews McMeel Universal, which is perhaps best known for the syndication of the Calvin and Hobbes cartoon series and the books that flow from that. And she has an interesting perspective on the artists and cartoonists and comic book creators who likewise have now got choices that they can turn to, whether it's the traditional publishers like Andrews McMeel or going out on their own and seeing what they can make of it on the web. And this whole notion of the hybrid author phenomenon, I think, is something that we're going to be returning to over time as we look at the self-publishing world. So looking forward to that. Look forward to seeing you at Book Expo. And as always, Andrew, thanks so much for joining us today on Beyond the Book.
My pleasure, as always.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs. You can follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at our website, beyondthebook.com. Our engineer and co-producer is Jeremy Briskey of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.